Veterans Day, as we know it, was established on June 1, 1954. Prior to this date, Americans celebrated Armistice Day in commemoration of those who fought in World War I. However, after the large scope of mobilization efforts in World War II, many felt that keeping the focus for such a holiday solely on World War I kept World War II vets from getting all of the recognition that they rightfully deserved. With the creation of Veterans Day, the focus was shifted from honoring a small portion of those who had served to honoring all veterans. Employees at the 12th Armored Division Museum in downtown Abilene worked to commemorate veterans not just on the 11th day of the 11th month, but every day of the year. Dale Carty, chairman of the museum and former radar navigator in the Air Force, told me how he would like to see the holiday celebrated.
I think people who don't pay attention to Veterans Day miss a chance to learn a lot about our history. Personally, I'd like to see the parades on Veterans Day, not the Saturday before, but that's me. Locally, I'd like to see more people come down and watch. I think the crowd's probably the smallest crowd of the year. If more people would just come out and participate in it. And with everything that's going on in the next 2 weeks, I think participation will be up here. We're doing a little more than normal, I guess, this year. And so is Abilene, which I'm happy to see.
This year does, in fact, bring a lot of opportunities for Abilenians to honor those who have served our country. The 12th Armored Division Museum is in the process of introducing new distance learning programs and is also teaming up with the Center for Contemporary Arts for next week's Art Walk on the 14th in an attempt to further provide insight into the history of the military in Abilene while also further honoring veterans. The annual Veterans Day Parade will be held downtown this Saturday at 11 a.m. and ACU will hold a tribute on Monday at 11 a.m. in Moody Coliseum. Be sure to show your respect by letting a veteran know how much their service means to you, whether it be by coming out to an event, visiting the 12th Armored Division Museum, which will be open in the afternoon on Veterans Day, or by simply saying thank you. For KACU, this is Braylon Becton, signing off.